Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Shalette. How can I help you today?
Hi there. My name is Austin Hellebrant, and I'm calling on behalf of Choice UP Landscaping, and I currently am signed up with you guys, and I went into my profile, and I was looking to make some changes to my services as well as my website.
Okay.
And I noticed that when I first logged in, it gave me the option of website editor. And then I went over to my services and realized that I'm no longer able to manage the services that are on my page. And
okay.
I was just wondering if there's any way that we can change that. And then I would like to be able to edit my website as needed as well.
Sure. Okay, just one moment, Austin, while I log into your dashboard and see what's going
Perfect.
On.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and Choice UP Landscaping, and I'm going into the part that you would see in the business info where you're talking about services.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there a reason why you guys made the services not editable?
Let me find out if this
okay.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to look in a different account and see if this is across the board or if it's because you're hosting on me. So let me just check on that, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. That doesn't seem to be editable on any of them right now. And I can just tell you that certain things wouldn't, the way the websites are being made now, the changing something here necessarily wouldn't necessarily change it in the, on the website anyway. So let me see if we have a way to it through the website editor.
Okay. So what I was trying to do is just include the services that we provide on my Local Splash page, and then I was looking to get into my website as well and then make the same necessary changes I made to my Local Splash page to my website.
Gotcha. Okay. Give me just one moment.
Not a problem.
I'm going to look at the website first, and then I'm
okay.
What I want to look at is your where that list is carrying through. Okay.
Yeah, because the website right now doesn't really represent my company really at all. It doesn't have. It has some of the services that we provide, but it doesn't really have any of our photos or, I don't know, I just feel like it's kind of cookie cutter, I guess you could say. And so I would like to get in there and include some of the photos of the work that we've done and like a good description of our company and what we do and the services that we provide and
sure.
whatnot.
Okay. And you'd like to be hands-on? I mean, because you have options.
Okay. Yeah, normally I was able to go right into and change, like, my services on my local splash page and my website, no problem.
Gotcha. So in your local splash dashboard, I will probably need to know what services you need changed and to have them change that. And it's not automatically, but the website editor, it's not automatically carrying over to the website. So, anymore the way it did.
Okay.
So let me just look at, but first of all, though, if you add or remove any pictures, when you're in the dashboard under business info where you saw you couldn't change that.
Yeah, I'm able to remove pictures and things like that, and I've removed quite a few. And then on the local splash dashboard anyway, and I was able to include quite a few pictures of our work that we've done so far. And I'm able to remove photos and videos and things like that, but I'm just not able to include any of the services that we provide or anything like that. And because I had somebody from Local Splash create the whole Local Splash page and my website. And some of the things that they included in our services, I guess, aren't worded, I guess, correctly, and they don't really suit our company, I guess, to say. Because we don't do lawn care services, and we don't do lawn maintenance. We don't do, we do a little bit of landscape maintenance, which we can keep that one on there. And then we can remove the tree root removal. And then the fence services.
If you give me just one moment.
Yep,
so that
not
I can
a problem.
Catch that. I was looking up a different thing for you. So let's go back to the list then. What I was going to say about the pictures that you edited, like if you, just so you know, like if you edited anything in the business info part of the dashboard, that carries over to just the gallery page of your website. But the website editor is where we can go change other pictures in specific areas on your website.
Okay.
So we'll
now,
come back
am
to
I
that.
Able to do that?
Yes, and I'll show you how in a moment.
Okay.
We'll Perfect. Come back to that part. But first, what I'm going to look up is I'm going to go back to, because the list on your website is not completely matching the actual list that's on in your Local Splash dashboard right now.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to go in Local Splash dashboard first and
I may have found the website editor actually.
Oh, I didn't know you hadn't found it. But do you want to help me with this list first here so that I can, before we go into website editor?
It looks like I can probably handle the website editor if we could work on changing the services on my Local Splash page.
That's the list I'm trying to look at right now.
Okay.
So in your Local Splash page, starting with landscaping services, lawn care services and lawn maintenance. You wanted those both removed? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to go through it a little slower, so I'm making it, or I'm changing the list, but I'm going to send it to our team to fix it. Okay.
Okay.
Landscape services. Okay. Landscape maintenance.
Let's see. Yep, it's going to be the lawn care services, lawn maintenance, fence services.
Okay, let me skip down to fence services. And these are the ones you're wanting removed, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Fence services, got it. Go ahead.
And then tree root removal.
Okay.
And then tree planting.
Okay.
And then am I able to give you things that I would like to include?
Yes.
Okay.
And okay, go ahead.
going to be boulder retaining walls.
Boulder retaining walls.
Block retaining walls.
Okay.
And then commercial retaining walls.
Okay.
And then excavation.
Excavation.
Demolition.
Right.
Grading.
Grading.
And then lot clearing and site preparation. And then we do have snow removal as well.
Okay, one moment, and I'm going to read this back to you and see if I missed it. Okay. I'm thinking I might have missed something on the bold. Okay. In the retaining wall. So let me tell you what I have. Adding boulder retaining walls, block retaining walls, and then I skip to commercial retaining walls.
Nope, that's correct.
Okay. Excavation.
We have commercial retaining walls, excavation, demolition,
grading, lot clearing,
site preparation, and then site preparation. And then snow removal. Yep, you get her.
I got that list. Okay. So, back to your original list, the ones that were previously there.
Uh-huh.
I'm still keeping landscape maintenance. Is that right?
I guess we can probably take that one out, actually.
Is that the
little bit lifelong? Because we have landscape designer on there.
Okay. Okay. All right. So,
And then we can probably take tree trimming out, too, if it's not too late.
No, because I'm not actually doing it. I'm just preparing the list to have our team take care of it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we can probably remove landscaper as well, because we have landscaping on there.
Okay, so let me just check something about the website itself. Where did you see plain landscaper? I see landscaping services.
It might have been
services.
In the search phrases.
Okay, that's something else. Okay, landscaping
services. Oh, okay, I see.
And landscape designer is in this list of services. I wasn't looking at your search phrases.
No, that's okay. We can focus on the services for right now and then.
Okay. And your search phrases are not as relevant when we're not handling your marketing as...
Okay. Gotcha.
But if we ever did, then we'd want to make sure we turn that up as well.
Okay. Gotcha.
But you know what? While I'm here, if we're finished with the landscape, the services list, which I think we were, and I'm looking at your search phrases list, we may as well keep it accurate because someday, like, you change something, right? We don't really want to have anything in here that you don't do. So I'm going up to the search phrases list and double-checking out with you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see if I can copy this list so I can... clean it up. Okay. Let me make sure. It starts with landscaping. Okay. So tell me which ones, just look at that list and tell me which ones to remove.
Let's see. We can probably remove lawn care services, lawn maintenance.
Okay, one moment. Okay.
And then landscape maintenance. And then fence services. Tree root removal. Landscaper.
Let me look at tree root for a moment. There, that's okay.
And then in place of the tree root removal, you can include, oh, never mind, it's already in here, stump removal. We can keep the stump removal, but then get rid of the tree root removal.
Okay. Are we also removing tree trimming here?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Would you say in this services list, you would want to add everything you gave me, or this search phrase list, you would want to add everything you gave me to add to the service list?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha.
If I could.
Okay. So we'll get this list taken care of. So now, if some of it, if anything carries over automatically, I don't know because they're doing the websites differently, so I'll be sending it over to our team to take care of. But anything that you choose to change, actually, if you give me just a moment so I can check on something before you try to do everything from the website editor, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one moment. I'm going to have you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Austin. Just another moment.
You're very welcome.
Okay. So, what I'm doing, I didn't make all the changes. I just made a couple changes and uh-huh. checking to see if they're going to go through on that service list. Because if they are, okay. I won't need you. So it's going to take a moment for it to publish, and I'll know if I can tell you not to bother with the, you don't need to change those, okay?
Okay.
Either way, we're going to get them done on this end. But when you go to your website editor, are you already familiar how you can go to any page and change a picture or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then if you found the website editor, you can go in there and make the changes in the individual places, any service page you want to make a change to, picture or content. And always hit the publish button at the top when you're,
okay.
you're done. Don't bother changing your services list. We'll change that for you. And
okay.
There was another thing. Oh, and never change the gallery pictures from the website editor. Always change them from the local splash dashboard like you already did. You've already been in there rearranging pictures. That's for the gallery only, okay?
Okay.
You can use the website editor for everything else.
So I can publish all of the photos to the local splash gallery and then upload them to my website editor gallery from the no. local splash dashboard?
When you change pictures from the from the local splash dashboard, it's not in real time necessarily, but because our team gets alerted you made a change and they might look it over and then they publish it. When we publish it, that automatically carries over to your gallery on your website.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
So the reason you don't want to do your gallery from the website editor is because anything in the dashboard gallery will override it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the gallery only is where you do it from the local splash dashboard. Even if you don't see the change in real time, it will update.
Okay.
All your other pages you can do from the website editor.
Okay. Perfect.
And the two lists we just discussed, I'll get it taken care of for you even on your website. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing the changes.
And even, even as we make these changes, we make some and you make some, you're never limited. If you have new ideas and new things you want done to your website, we can always collaborate with and get it done for you, okay?
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much again, and I look forward to seeing the changes in the future.
Hey, you're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.